you know, from watching them on tape to videos online and being with
did
them.
Did you do all that before you
I did.
Came here?
Okay. Yeah, I did. You know, just to try to get a feel for kind of the type of person he is and the potential that I thought he would have. And now seeing him throughout these OTAs and now minicamp, I've really seen some leadership qualities. You know, being a rookie myself, I know how uncomfortable it can be at times. I know how hard it can be at times, but, you know, you multiply that, being a quarterback, of having to know what everyone's doing and making the checks and being the guy, it's tough. It's a lot on your plate. And it looks like everything's slowed down for him. So he's comfortable. He's confident. He's, you know, he's leading the charge. And that's what you need out of your quarterback, is a guy that can take that position and have guys follow him. So I'm just excited to work with him. I think he's a very mature kid for his age, and I think he can do some big things.
When you see Geno and Michael compete against each other, are you concerned, like, week one you don't know who your starting quarterback will be?
You know, not really. And everyone, I was asked, you know, is it hard not knowing, you know, who's going to play what position? But I think that's across the board. And I think you got to build a relationship with both guys. Both guys have a lot of qualities that they can bring to this team. And the open competition, you know, I'm all for it as well. In the receiver room, we got a lot of great potential. And guys are scrapping and fighting for spots along with myself. And you know, I think all that will take care of itself in training camp in the preseason. And, you know, we'll be just fine starting the season.
What is it like working with Rex Ryan? Is he exactly what you thought he was going to be when you came here?
You know, yeah, because you get to see really the personality on TV. And once I got to know him, you know, who you see is who he is. And that's so great. And he's that way through the good, through the bad. And I got a lot of respect, you know, for someone that can just be himself through adversity, through everything. And talk about a player's coach. I mean, he's probably one of, not the top guy in this league that players want to play for. He gets you ready. He makes you feel confident. He takes care of you, but you want to play hard for him, and that's a great balance of being a professional athlete, is if you can have that relationship with your head coach.
Will Rex ever be on the reality show, you think?
No. You know, and we're actually we're done with the show. We had a baby, and we both decided to move on and not put our child in that position.
All right, I ask everybody the same question. What can New York Jet fans expect from you?
What they can accept from me is, you know, a guy that is going to be consistent. He's going to come to work every day, every Sunday, and be the same guy, you know. And that's the biggest thing that I want to take away from my career when I'm done, is that this guy was consistent, this guy was reliable, he was durable. And if I can do those things on a daily basis, I can look myself in the mirror and be happy with it, and know that I can help this team. You know, and just be one piece of this puzzle that can make a championship.
Does this team have what it takes to be a championship team?
I do believe it does, you know. And like you said, my experience from Denver, it's different. You know, we're gonna find a different way to get there, but it's about finding who you are and making sure that you do what you need to do to get there. And this team has the pieces. Again, it's always about putting it together and making sure that we play and execute at a high level.